Hello there, I'm Manuel Ravelo, otherwise known as Lucas Soto. Would you like to hear Patient Zero and Apollyon ad-free and before everyone else? Then you should join Patreon. It's the perfect way to support Observer Pictures and get some extra content in return. Plus, funding people who are fulfilling their passions is good for the soul. For more information or just to go ahead and sign up, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com and click Become a Member.
Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Observer Pictures presents Patient Zero. This is episode 4, day 9, the morning.
It's 0600 local time. Last night, Dr. Mitchell and I went over the findings from the search ground bot Marvin, and they were very promising. Marvin took photos of what appears to be a small frog or toad in Alpha Sector 3. Even with the low light lenses, they are grainy due to, solo Dios sabe. We can take 8K video from space, but these ground search bots are running on 21st century tech. Anyway, protocol is to send the bot back out to confirm any sightings, but I don't trust bots to do my work for me, so I'd like to go out and investigate myself. I informed Dr. Mitchell that she did not have to join this expedition, but she insisted. With the reconstructed soil in Sector 2 possibly being the cause of eradicating PD, she wants to get samples in Sector 3 for comparison. We'd already adjusted our plans to look for amphibian life in this sector today, so we have the gear ready. It did take some convincing to get Rodolfo on board since we're going out of our expedition range, but I reminded him that he knows this area better than any of us, and that I trust him more than any drone or ground bot. I find that compliments go far with him. Plus, the area of Sector 3 we're headed to is only about half a kilometer outside our range. I doubt there will be any issues. Angeline will also be joining just in case. But we'll be fine.
Buenos dias, Dr. Soto.
Buenos dias.
Dr. Mitchell wanted you to know that the ground bot is ready. We'll be heading out in an hour.
All right, thank you.
Además, sus elogios no afectaron mi decisión de ir al sector 3. You're not as sneaky as you think.
Okay, noted.
No prestes atención. Please, continue with your recording. Unless you need me to go?
Oh, no, of course not. I don't want to speculate too much, but if we do find concrete evidence of naturally occurring amphibian life, the restoration efforts of the lower montane region will set a precedent for cloud forest restoration, if not all eco-restoration around the world. This seems like the perfect time to mention that this is, in fact, the only forest restoration program with humans on the ground on a regular basis. That is undeniable proof that field studies are still necessary. Undeniable may be a little strong. There are always people, especially money managers, who will poke holes in any theory. But to explicitly say that fieldwork is outdated is just, quite frankly, BS.
Sí, es mierda. Es hablar paja. A cold lab can never replace being with, you know, nature.
I'm happy to have you on this expedition, Rodolfo.
El gusto es mío, Dr. Soto.
Today I will get proof that fieldwork leads to discoveries that lab work alone could never do. Este día va a ser genial.
This episode featured the voices of Manuel Ravelo as Lucas, and me, Jay Cuevas, as Rodolfo and narrator. Written, directed, and produced by Faith McQuinn. Sound design and mix by Joshua Sui. Casting assistance by Courtney Holly. Theme music by Wild Wonder, provided by Soundstripe Music. For more information, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. And, more importantly, tell a friend.